Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust Him, yeah.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. A widow's, our scripture read, 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. I am so glad that you were able to tune in tonight. My name is Mary Hollis, and I'm your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Yes, we have a great message for tonight. The three ends of grief. But before I begin, I would like to talk about our vision board party that you missed. We had a great time. It was a small group because so many people had different things to do on the 28th. But we had a great time. We all did a beautiful vision board of all the things that we are asking God to give us the vision. We put our vision, but we are hoping that it is God's vision as well. And He will bring all those things to pass. But like I said, we had a great time and it was a lot of fun. Well, we have also another event coming up. Tomorrow is February 1st. Wow, how time flies. January came and gone. But we are going to have a Valentine's party, and it's going to be at my home. The funniest thing that happened last time, we had it at my home, and we're not going to claim any. We're going to claim beautiful things happening then and also after. the last Valentine party, we had a wonderful time. Everything went well. The next month, that's when the pandemic started. March 13th. And we had a wonderful time. Everybody came out, had fun. And then all of a sudden, everybody was quarantined to their home. But we're going to pray and believe that God is going to open up things, to beautiful things and greater things to happen for us this year. And we are not going to have those things to happen. We know that a lot of things are happening in the world, but we're going to believe that greater things are going to happen for us in every way. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the three ends of grief. The three ends, end like a Nelly, end like a Nancy, end like in, what's another? Let me not worry about that. But anyway, the three ends of grief. It's normal, it's natural, and it's very necessary. Grief is normal because it is how people respond to a significant personal loss. It is normal to expect people who have lost someone they love to be deeply affected by their grief. Grief is natural in that it is a completely human thing to do. We can't avoid grief. It is built into us. We cannot avoid, we are created to grieve, just as we are created to love. We love, and when we lose someone we love, we grieve. Grief is necessary. Grief provides a healthy way to cope with the loss and everything in it means to us. Trying to ignore or avoid grief won't work. And some of us do store when it happens. We don't want to face reality because it feels better not to think about it and believe that it's happening, it has happened. So we sort of put it in a box for a second and said, no, this is not happening. I want to wake up. I want to wake up and this is all going to be gone. So, but we cannot avoid the grief. It won't work. It only makes the grief last longer and possibly cause even more pain. And yes, that is true when we try to avoid it. Now, when it happened to me, when my husband passed, and I had to think about putting together the funeral, preparing for the funeral, I did put mine in a box. What I did, I knew I had to do everything, getting everything ready for the funeral. I didn't think, even though I knew that he was gone, but at the same time, I didn't think about it. I avoided the thought. I just went ahead and planned the funeral. I mean, I just kept doing what I needed to do, but I didn't dwell on what had happened. I just know I needed to do what I needed to do. But when it really hit me on the day of the evening of the wake, when I had to look at his body again, I knew that this was real. This was really happening. He was gone. And I fell apart. But sometimes it brings us comfort to know that we're not feeling all those things that we could feel right away. I felt it the very day that it happened, but that week preparing for the funeral, I just focused on what I had to do. So this is how many of you probably have done or did it in different ways, how you felt and how you handled it. Now, I'm also going to talk about some coping methods that are right for you and for others. And you can also help others by telling them these coping methods. And maybe some of these methods you did do, and maybe later on in life you lose someone else that is very close to you. You can find ways to do it. And these things you still some of you are still in the early stage of grieving, so you're still going through different emotions. One thing I suggest is keeping a journal. Purchase a pretty journal and write in your thoughts in it. This is one of the common coping activities that you can do that really works with most people. Music. Listen to their favorite music that your loved one enjoyed. Artwork. Draw, doodle, paint, or knit. Sometimes it helps the nerve by doing these things. Meditation, prayer, and scripture. I sometimes pray several times a day, whatever I'm dealing with. And that does help when I feel that I need to feel that I want God's presence, and you can't deal with the emotion that you're going through, so you go to him in prayer. And also read scriptures that helps you with a different situation. I have lots of scriptures that I read on a daily basis that sometimes comforts me. I put my trust in God to help me through whatever challenges I may be facing. This can help you through the journey of grief or other challenging situations. Another coping method is write a letter. Write a letter to God with questions how you are feeling or to your deceased loved one. Sometimes that happens. Some of you didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye before he passed. Well, I didn't have time to say goodbye to her because I had no idea that the next day that he would not be here. Exercise starts, start an exercise routine which will help you and with good health to keep your health going, because sometimes we stop eating and sleeping. So it's so important to deal with those coping methods, and this is one of them. And this is one that you might feel crazy about. You might think that you're crazy if you did it, but try this. If you feel like you're going through a whole lot, try this method here. Scream. This may sound silly, but some people find it therapeutic to scream in the shower, in a pillow, or in the car. Try something. Or maybe just breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And that calms your nerve also. Breathing slowly in and out. And also, the next thing I would suggest is talking. Talking is healing. It is so important to release those thoughts and feelings out. Talking about your feelings is one of the best ways to work through them. And not just a loss of a loved one. Any challenges or anything that you may be going through, it's good to talk to someone about. I have a girlfriend. When I want to bounce something off, I give her a call and we bounce it off. Sometimes I need her opinion about something that I'm doing. Or something right now, I'm purchasing a few things for the house, just little things, and I ask her opinion about different things. So it's always good in any situation to have someone else that you can feel comfortable. Get that safe person. And I mentioned that in the second book that I wrote. It's so important to have a safe person, a person that you feel safe with, that you can share all of your information with, and you know it's not going to be in the street. And find a friend, a family member, support group, or someone else that you can talk to. A safe person is a person who is supportive and can offer guidance, and someone that will just listen and don't say anything. And sometimes you just want someone just to listen to whatever you have to say in what you're going through. Another important coping method is give yourself permission to grieve. Now, that is very important. Give yourself permission to grieve, because sometimes you don't want to own them. There's so many, had several widows that hated the idea of being called a widow. They didn't want the name. They didn't want them to be known as a widow, because they, it's more or less giving him them, it's giving them this, what's the word I wanted to say? It's more or less giving them, they are known is that now they are a widow, but they don't want to be a widow. They don't feel like they're a widow because they don't believe that their husband or loved one has gone. So that is something else that that you must do. Give yourself permission to grieve. Because some of us want to stay in that box and don't want to just dwell into our whatever feelings that we may be feeling. And just like I mentioned at the beginning, grief is normal and necessary. The stages of grief are a normal process, but a very difficult and painful journey to travel. One of the most difficult journey to travel. God promised us in Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Also, he will send you people and resources to help you through the process of grief. When you are feeling, when you feel like crying, let the tears flow. It is also healthy for those feelings to happen. But getting back to me, go back to this. There's no right or wrong way to grieve. Don't let anyone tell you that it's been 3 months and you should be over the loss of your loved one. No. It takes years. Years. Not just months, years to get over someone that you've slept with, you've done everything with. It doesn't go away that quickly. And no one should tell you that it should, after 3 months, you should be over it. And then that you should go in the closet and start taking that person's clothes out. No, if you want to keep it in there for 6 months, a year, it is okay. It is your time. Do not let them try to convince you to do those things, because if you do it too quickly, you're going to really have a whole lot of regrets. So let me get back to giving yourself permission. And just like I said, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. When you feel like crying, let the tears flow. It is also healthy for those feelings to happen. You can't imagine losing your spouse, mother, father, or any other relative that means so much to you. No one understands how you're feeling and how much it hurts. No one knows how it hurts. You, even I can say, just because I have lost, my husband is no longer with me and yours is, I do not know exactly how you feel. I know what you're going through because I went through it, but I don't know exactly how you're feeling. And no one should say, yes, I know how you feel. Yeah, I know I've gone through the loss of a loved one, of a spouse. And most of the time, you have problems with people not knowing how you feel. No one understands how you're feeling, how much it hurts. Your world is falling apart. Why is this happening to me? You have all these questions. Why has this happened? Why is this happening to me right now? This was not supposed to happen. As time goes on, you will be able to accept what has happened and begin to go forward with your life. Spend time with your family and friends to bring back the joy and laughter back in your life. In Proverbs 3:5 says, trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. God might seem far away at this time, but he's there by your side, comforting you one day at a time, connecting the dots with people and resources and things to help you through this journey of grief. God doesn't take away our pain, but he shares it. I know you feel like it had he has abandoned you. Some of us, you do. The pain that you experienced due to your loss of your loved one, the grief process is difficult. It's a very difficult one. But give yourself permission to grieve. Be strong in the Lord, and he will give you strength. This is my favorite scripture now is Romans 8:28. Now, when I first, I would say within the last, in the first or 2 years of the loss of my husband, when I heard this scripture being spoken by someone, by anyone, I said, what good can come out of this? The scripture says, and we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. What good can come out of my and your husband, you losing your husband? What good? I mean, how can that scripture mean anything when you have lost your special loved one? Even it doesn't have to be your spouse, it could be a mother, father, sister, brother, or children. Well, after my husband's death, yeah, I did not, don't say that scripture to me. There was nothing good about it. But it became my favorite scripture. And I'm going to tell you why it became my favorite scripture. There are two words in the scripture you need to focus on. Good and love. Now, the good that came out of this, tonight, it is January 31st, 2023. I am sitting here at 10 o'clock talking to you about the three ends of grief, normal, natural, and necessary. That is the good that God showed me my vision, that this is why he wanted me to be a testimony. How can I have a good test if I didn't lose my husband? So that's the good is more or less now I am dedicated compassion to encourage others to get through the loss of this journey of grief, get through it. So that's the good that's out of this. Before, I could not see the good in it, but it's good because I know what I went through, and I want to help you all to get through what y'all are going through. And I knew how he wrapped his arms around me and my children and got us through this journey. And many of you, I'm sure that you've gotten to a certain point in your life, and you're getting through. The other word was love, good and love. Your love and trust for God will enable you to get through the storm, get through this grief, get through this period in your life. Some people draw closer to God during grief than they would ever, they have ever done before. Have you? This is a quote from this man, a quote that I saw in a book this man wrote. My faith was the only thing that made sense to me when nothing else did. God present was the only thing I count on. It was the only way I was able to get through this terrible, dark time in my life. Whether God seems near or far sometimes in between now, trust in him. Walk with him in this journey. Walk. The next chapter, Widow's Ministry, will be there for you in any way that we possibly can to walk with you. God, just like once again, God puts the dots together. He put resources and people together to help you to get through this journey. That's what he says. He's honor widows that are widows indeed. He's letting people know how important it is for them to be there for you, to get you through this, the widows and the orphans. So trust him to walk this journey with you. There's a quote I would like to end with. Stand still and whisper God's name and listen. He's nearer than you think. Try that in a quiet time. Stand still and whisper God's name and listen. He's nearer than you think. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. And I hope that you will be a part of our next event, which is, as we go, is less than a few hours to get into the month of February. Our Valentine get together is going to be the 18th. It's going to be Saturday the 18th from 1 to 3. Come out and dress in your red, in something red, and enjoy the moment that we are, Sheila and I and others, going to prepare for you to enjoy this event. Your husband is not here, so we want to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, of something that to encourage you in knowing that God loves you still. And the spirit of your husband is still there. I don't know how many days, how many months, how many years. God has a way of letting you sometimes feel the presence of your husband and also the presence of him. So join us February 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, one thing I want to say, I'm going to send text out regarding this to remind you. I normally do it in groups of tens and 20s, but I'm going to do it in fives. That means I normally text 80 to 90 people in those group texts. I normally do it from 10 or 20 at a time, but I'm going to do five, so you wouldn't get a whole lot of RSVP back and forth. I'm not going to do it individually because it takes a long time to do 80 plus people that I send out. So just know I need an RSVP. It is so important because we do not want to get extra food that we don't need. And also, if I only have a certain amount of space in my house, I have a pretty big house and big sunroom, and we're going to have spaces to sit and enjoy ourselves, because I have a formal dining room, and also we're going to put everybody in different places to eat, but we'll come together with the different things that we're going to be doing that day. But I need an RSVP. And if you want to bring a widow that you feel that is new, a widow that is going through and this will help her in some kind of way, let me know. It is okay to bring them. So that's here. You're supposed to encourage them and wrap our arms around them to let them know that they can get through this. We had a lady, one of our widows, we met 2 weeks after we was having a Valentine event, and her friend encouraged her to come with her. And she said no, but she changed her mind and came, and she never regretted it. It was 2 weeks after her husband passed, but she said it was the most encouraging thing that happened to her. And she came and was involved with us for years. So just knowing that, reach back and touch widows that you know of, because they need your loving and tender care by communicating and getting in touch with them and letting them know about the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Be blessed and have a great week. And I pray and ask God to continue to protect us, to lead us and guide us through all of these situations that we are hearing and going through. We know that he's a waymaker, and he's a healer. He's the promise father. He's the great I am. So he has all powers in his hand. And we just ask him to continue to wrap his arms around us, just like Fred Hammer would say, a bill of fence around us every day. Be blessed and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
What do you do when there's nothing else to do?